Good morning. Today we're continuing our discussion of the two Gemaras that we saw. One Gemara, the Gemara in Bracha, says that Libo Roes Erva is Asur. You need a distinction between your upper body and your lower body to say the Kriya Shema. It's actually a machlokas in the Gemara there, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that indeed we do need a break between the upper body and the lower body in order to say Kriya Shema and other brachas as well, and certainly the Shemona Esrei. And the second Gemara that we saw is the Gemara in Shabbos, that in order to prepare properly for the davening, for the Shemona Esrei, we saw the Bavlaim, those in Bavel, they used to have a chagorah, a special belt, and with that belt, they used to fulfill the pasuk Kikol Likras Elokecha Yisrael. There are special achanas and preparations and beautifications via our clothing that we need to do in order to daven Shemona Esrei, and that's what they did. And in fact, the Bala Trumas paskin that these are two separate concepts, that we need both. We need to have a separation between the Lev and the Erva, and in addition to that, we need a special gartel, a special belt for davening. But today we're going to see that, in fact, there are other views of this. So view number two is the Machzor Vitri, who was of the view that, in fact, these are not two separate concepts, but they're the same concept, that the whole reason that we need a special gartel for davening is simply we need a division between the upper body and the lower body. So it does not need to be a special gartel. It doesn't have to be something designated for davening. It can be any division. It can be our pants belt. It can be whatever. As long as we have a division, that fulfills both of those requirements of having a division for Shemona Esrei, and also that we are now Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael. We are fulfilling the obligation. That whole concept of having a belt is to make sure that we have a division between the upper body and the lower body. So you just need one division, not two. And the third opinion on this is the Rosh, who says that there are two concepts. You can't have Lev, Roes, Erva. We need a division. But in addition, it's not that we have an obligation to have a gartel, a special belt for davening, but it's a mitzvah to have that because of the Pasuk, Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael. The Beis Baruch puts it this way, De'ein baze iser ela mitzvah lechatchila. There's no prohibition to not have the gartel on for davening, for Shemona Esrei, but it is a mitzvah lechatchila. And if you don't have that gartel, you can certainly still daven lechatchila. So it comes out then that we have three opinions. The first opinion is that having that special gartel for davening is an obligation independent of the separate obligation to have a division between the upper body and the lower body. The second opinion is the Machzor Vitri, that they are the same exact concept. The whole reason that you would need any belt for davening is to have a division between the upper and lower body, so you don't need a special gartel as long as you are wearing pants or something like that that divides between the upper body and the lower body. And the third sheet is that there are two jippin, dinim, two different concepts here, but having the additional belt for davening is not a chova like the first opinion. It is simply a mitzvah, and it's not certainly not going to ma'akev our davening if we don't have it. And Amir Tz Hashem, we will continue on this sugya tomorrow.